Fly ball to right. Got some carry. Back at the wall, and it's dropped by Bench. Vaughn chugging around third. He will score as Ortiz gets to third with a two-run triple.
Joey Ortiz.
Doing good.
Tearing it up. You know who always tears it up? Dom Catronio, the host of Brewers Extra Inning, joining us on a rare off day. We appreciate that, Dom. Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Joey, third base, goes deep the day before, almost hits for the cycle yesterday. What are you seeing out of Joey Ortiz? What's happening?
He's somebody that the Brewers trusted the process with, and I actually have him on Brewers Weekly tonight here on the Brewers All Access podcast feed. And, you know, it always sounds frustratingly simple when things are going well for a guy, when you're talking about swinging at strikes, taking balls, and that sort of thing. But yet, you look at it under the hood with some of the stuff for Joey Ortiz, there's a reason why I just can't quit him, because the bat speed is great. He does have very good plate discipline. He plays gold glove caliber defense at two premium positions. And that was the big selling point when Cooper Pratt was getting called up there at the end of, in the middle of June, that there was a team meeting, or really a one-on-one meeting with Murph and Joey Ortiz, saying, hey, do not see this as a threat. Do not see this as a negative. We still want you around here. And so much so that we think you can carve out a career that, even if you don't ever hit, being a defense-first infielder is going to be value to some team, and it's valuable to us. We want to keep you around. And really, since that day, he has been an above-average hitter. He's been super useful at the bottom of the order. And quite frankly, like, to put everything aside, I know that clubhouse is just fired up for the guy that is Joey Ortiz.
That's good to hear. That's good that Murph talked to him, for sure. So how's the Miz doing?
I just saw, actually, Miz spent the day in Madison, so good for him. He had a little checklist of, like, hey, when you're a baseball player, you only get so many of these off days where you get the chance to be a tourist in your own city. So he drove out to Madison, I guess, with him and his fiance, and spent the day out there. But Miz is scheduled to start on Sunday against these Rockies. They are continuing to slow play his second half, given the fact that he is going to be needed for October. And the Brewers are in this luxury now of being able to limit Jacob Mizorowski's innings in the regular season to make sure they have plenty to spare coming up when the games are most important.
Dom Catronio, the host of Brewers Weekly and Brewers Extra Innings. All right, Dom, the Legends game is tomorrow. Who are you most excited to see out there?
You know, it's always fun to see players that are, like, not that far from retiring, right? Like, Chase Anderson was just pitching in the big leagues a couple of years ago. Or even you've got guys like Eric Thames, who was putting on a show last year in the Home Run Derby. Ryan Braun, as we all know, keeps himself in great shape. It will be fun to see. I think what I'm most excited about is the fact that they're actually playing baseball. Like, they're playing, it's not just a Home Run Derby. Is we might see some really ugly plays. We might see some great plays, like turning back the clock. It's going to be a different speed than what we're used to from these guys. I think for me, what I'm most excited about is Aguilar. I mean, he's just a smile, lovable teddy bear of a guy. To see him try to swing as hard as he can, try to send one to that porch in right field, will be super fun. But there's a whole list of guys I'm excited to see.
Anybody not coming back that you wish was?
I like, if we had, like, a crystal ball and we can, like, you know, make it special that, like, can we get Robin back in his prime and have him play against these guys? That would be, like, my number one thing to say. You know, I can have a magic wand to say, like, watch Robin Yount in the modern game with modern powers and modern technology. Like, whew, that would be really, really fun to see. I think that's like a magic wand wish, though.
He's Dom Catronio. Check out Brewers Weekly tonight wherever you stream your podcasts. Brewers Extra Inning guy as well. We appreciate it, Dom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.